Have you ever wondered where the problems in the world today would exist if we had deeper connection to ourselves, others, and the environment, and acted from that place? Welcome to the Conscious Action Podcast with your host, Brian Berneman, who believe that connection is the key to taking conscious action as individuals and creating a better world. We are here to raise awareness and inspire meaningful action by sharing stories, knowledge, and conversations with thought leaders and change makers. From sustainability to well-being and everything related to conscious living, our mission is to empower you to be the change that you want to see in the world. Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of the Conscious Action Podcast. I am Brian Berneman, your host, and I have the pleasure to be joined all the way from here in Auckland as well, in New Zealand, by Christine Sechniok. Thank you, Christine, so much for taking the time. I know that this as well is your first time being a podcast, so thank you for actually exploring this with me. And for everybody that is listening and watching us, what can you share about you? Who is Christine?
Thank you so much for having me and for this opportunity to share. I'm Christine Sechniok. I've had a bit of a journey behind me. I'm originally from Germany with a Polish last name. So there's German and Eastern European blood in me. And about 11 years ago now, I traveled to New Zealand for the first time. And I was one of those backpackers who went home and then decided to move back. So I did go home, but for about 2 months, and I decided I needed to live in New Zealand. And I've been here over 10 years now. So back from Germany, I studied educational science. So I was wanting to work in social work in New Zealand, and found that very difficult because I was living like in the middle of nowhere. I really had an absolute time, a break really in my life, a time to really come back to myself, living in paradise. And New Zealand is paradise for me still every single day. And so the trajectory of my life changed a little bit through coming back to myself and to honoring what was calling me in that moment. So now I've been here for 10 years, I'm running my own business, and I've decided to do things differently than what I would have if I had gone back to Germany or if I was still in Germany. So there's quite a journey. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, I always, you know, I'm always fascinated by people's stories, by people's journeys, because a lot of times people, you know, if they meet us now, they see who we are now. They don't see the entire journey. They don't see everything that we've done and everything that has changed. And that's one of the things as well that, you know, for those of us that decide to, you know, grab our backpacks and go to other places and explore, we don't know what we are doing. We don't know what's going to end up taking place, but we end up whatever it is that we decide. And I would love for you to share a little bit more, Christine, on your that change that you're mentioning from, you know, your work and towards what you're doing now, which is quite different than that which you were looking for in social work.
Yes, it's funny how it came about. It is very different, but at the same time, I'm drawing a lot from my experience from social work. So I knew what I was doing back in Germany, the work itself felt aligned, but how I was doing it wasn't aligned. I felt that there had to be more in life, like so many people I meet now, and in our conversation that's come through as well, that like there's got to be something else, there's got to be more. And initially we're searching for something or looking for something, and we have no idea what is missing or why that thing is missing. And when I allowed myself to go after where I was called and go to place where I was called to, that's when I really, that's probably what my spiritual journey initiated then, that I wasn't even aware of, just that coming back to myself and placing a priority of being present and prioritizing my health as a result of it. When we have a moment to breathe, we realize where we need and where we haven't been taken care of ourselves in terms of time, in terms of being present, in terms of being outside, enjoying sunlight, in terms of enjoying good food, like that holistic journey that was initiated for me by moving to New Zealand, because I all of a sudden was taken out of everything that I've just done on autopilot. And social work was always an interest. And when I got, I had a pretty tough visa battle, which is part of my story, which is an important part of why I'm doing what I'm doing today. So for 6 years in New Zealand, I had no guarantee that I was going to stay in the country. But there was one pivotal moment where I'd been in a relationship with a New Zealander, a Kiwi, and that fell apart. And I all of a sudden had no visa in this country, and I had to try and find a job in according with my education. It wasn't easy where I was living to get work in social work and be supported, because the employer had to support my visa, and it was a thing. So anyway, I got to a point where there were about 2 weeks left on my visa, and I hadn't heard back about an interim visa and something that would allow me to stay in the country. At that point, I was living on my own. I rented a little house. I had furniture. Like, I was living a normal life. And I had 2 weeks left until my current visa was running out. And I know my family was starting to say, so when are you going to look for flights, Christine? Like, it's not going to happen. Sometimes, and everybody was preparing me in my environment for defeat, basically, you have to come home, you might as well look for flights, you want to plan ahead, what are you going to do with your furniture? And I clearly remember that there was one moment where I was really present with myself, and I came back to me and I asked myself, what do you really want? And it was crystal clear to me that I wanted to stay in this country. I was meant to be here. And I thought, should I look for flights? Like, the responsible, logical thing would be to look for flights, to at least prepare yourself. And in that moment, I decided not to. I knew in that moment, if I would be looking at flights, if I would be opening up my mind to the possibility of a plan B, I would not be able to pour all of my focus and energy into staying. And that's what I did. So it was not easy, but I led myself to not accepting anything else but plan A. And so a few days later, my interim visa was granted, and then I got a work visa, and then eventually I got my visa. But that moment when everything else around you is telling you, people, environment, rules, the way things are being done, you know, what we've learned about life, when all the signs tell you that plan A is not working, that is when you really come back to yourself and you connect to your inner guidance and you connect to your plan A. You're like, you have a choice in every moment. That's what I learned. Mm-hmm. And it worked out. And I've been playing a similar game several times, like the place I live in. The contract was signed 10 days before I needed to move out of my last place. And I had a one-year-old at that time. Noah's three now. But like in moments, in these make it or break it moments, we get to have a choice and we get to connect to our power instead of thinking we need to do what everybody else would do in that moment. And so that heavily influences the way I'm seeing life now and the way I'm running my business and work with my clients now. It's like I love helping women to step into the creator of themselves. You get to choose at any given moment. You get to have a choice to stick with and own what you want and lead yourself towards that thing. And for me personally, in my life, it has always worked, always. Sometimes it's nerve-wracking. Sometimes it's last minute. Often it is. But from my experience, the universe doesn't provide until we actually need the thing. When we don't put ourselves in the position to be energetically open, to have the space for the thing that we want, the universe can't provide it. We can't receive the thing when we have 15 other plans lined up. The message needs to be clear. The pathway needs to be clear for us to receive. And that is what I'm bringing into my work a lot now.
Wow. You know, I was actually, I was talking with one of my clients yesterday, and we were chatting about something around what's going on in his work and in his life. And we were talking about surrendering and about how once we actually know, because I think that it's important from what you said, you know, there is that guidance, that inner knowing that that plan is the plan, to surrender and to be able to let go, to be able to open ourselves to receive, as you're saying, because that's, you know, like the universe conspires for things to happen to us and for us.
Absolutely.
And as you're saying, I think that it's so important to understand this attention split that we have, or energetic directions that we create at our times. And I know that, you know, for me and in my work, I noticed the same. It's like, oh, like I'm putting all of these different things, and it's like everything is not 100% just because I am going in 20 different directions. Therefore, there's the energy behind all of those things is lessened just because of that.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's I think it's so important to be able to recognize that this is both for our lives and our work, that especially for those that, you know, we are working for ourselves, or we are business owners, that it's so much about doing that personal work on ourselves, because then that has a huge impact on our work.
Yeah, absolutely. And we become role models for other people as well, to see what is possible for them. And through being a mom, I learned very quickly that telling someone what we know has very little effect on a person unless we're living what we're saying. Like, you can tell someone a million times, you're limitless, you can do whatever you want, you know, you can just go do and live your dreams. When we are not doing the same thing, they won't believe us, because we learn through being modeled and through observing. And it is the same for children, I found, as with adults as well.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I feel with this as well is to what you mentioned before of seeing what works for other people, or what other people might say because of their fears or what they know about their lives. And it's like, well, all good. You know, like, thank you for letting me know. I'm still going to choose what I know that is good for me.
Yes. Yes. It requires a lot of self-leadership to own what you want and then go after what you want. Because many people around us are not as self-aware. Like, we're all awakening at this time, and we're all spreading our knowledge and message and our energy to help other people. But the reality is that most of us are surrounded by people who don't believe anything is possible, who don't believe they are the creator of their life, who are working from a perspective of waiting for rules or instructions, or being told what is the most reasonable way of doing things. And so as many of us have transcended that or stepped outside of that box, it can be very difficult to hold your energy and to stay true to yourself in that.
And Christina, I'm interested. So when you're working with all of these women to support them into, you know, activating their work or their lives, or whatever it is that they are in a moment unsure about or that they need support with, what kind of woman reaches out to you, and what do you support them with?
Yes, sure. Women who reach out to me, I'm a transformative coach by heart. Like, I love coaching through conversation. I have a conversation with my people and instantly I can pull all the, connect the dots and pull the things together that give people insights into where they're being held back. Where are they telling themselves they can't have what they want, or they can't have it now, or they're not meant to be doing X, Y, Z, the thing that they really want. So I started out as a life coach, but it was clear pretty quickly that every single conversation came back to business. Like my question that guides me is, so what are we going to do with this? So how are we going to help others with this, right? I used to coach around weight loss and around coached a beautiful lady, one of my first clients, around how to write a book about her experiences in her life growing up in not South Africa, but it was close to South Africa. So anyway, everything that I coach around just naturally comes back to, so how are we going to help others with this while we are creating a better life for ourselves? So let me think. What was the question?
how do you help them with that?
Oh, yes. Exactly. So who's coming to me? So the women who are coming to me, they know they have a calling. They know they're called for something bigger and they want to turn this into a business or have turned it into a business and find it extremely complicated to communicate what they're doing. Like I love working with healers, with spiritual guides, with mentors, with other coaches, because very often when we're here to make a difference in the world, we have to find a way to explain why people need to listen to us, why it is important what we do. And so many people who come to me, especially healers, say, wow, Christine, once my people have experienced my work, it is easy. They keep coming back. But when I try to communicate the value of my work on social media, no one gets it. No one's reaching out. They're not getting it, these people. And this is exactly what we talked about earlier, right? We're trying to explain something from an awakened conscious mind to someone who's very much making decisions based on ego mind. And ego mind, I don't use that in a negative way. I see that just as a way of thinking. And every time we pay someone for their work, we are making this decision from our ego. It is a transaction. We're paying a certain number of money for a certain outcome. And so that's where many conscious business owners, as I call them, where they struggle. Like I'm selling a better life. I'm selling the most beautiful relationship. I'm selling inner freedom. I'm selling lightness and groundedness and these beautiful feelings. And the world of my clients is changing forever. But the person who needs this work the most is not getting it because they are wanting more money and less work and more impact. And they are just focused on slightly different things from their perspective. And so we now need to translate the power of our work into messaging that the people who need our work the most, that they can understand. So what I help them with, what I help my clients is social media content, messaging, growing their business from the perspective of standing out. My clients are not just another Reiki healer. I don't believe that there is an overflow in the market. When we look at people and what they really bring to the table, like I'm just working with a lady right now who does Reiki. And she says, well, I don't know. And I love purpose work, but I don't know how to sell this to people. And so we dug a little bit deeper and it turns out that she has a background in finance. And now we merge the two and she is helping women getting their finances sorted so they can follow their calling and build a purpose-driven business. For many business owners, when they leave their job, many of them leaving corporate jobs, they are scared that they're losing their financial security in favor of following their purpose. So many people are unhappy in jobs that they have outgrown because they're scared that they're going to lose finances and that their business is not going to take off. So that's where she comes in. And she's feeling more grounded in her business than ever. And it is at the same time something that I haven't seen anyone else out there do it the way she's doing it. So that's what lights me up the most. I help people really find how they can stand out online and not just be one person in a big pool of conscious business owners where we're competing for pricing. I deeply believe that as conscious business owners, we should live in abundance and we should have a lot of money and we should create a flexible lifestyle and we should work with dream clients. We should feel amazing while we're doing this important work. So yeah, that's my mission.
Yes. You know, I feel like a lot of times with this is one of the things that I many years ago, and this has been a continued conversation with a lot of people, clients as well as just friends and other people, is about success and what does success look like. And a lot of times it's like I'm being all of the time approached by people like, you know, on LinkedIn and other platforms, you know, we can find you like all of these leads. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything. Like, I don't want to have conversations with them. Like, I want to be enjoying the sunshine and making my food and whatever I want to be doing and then working with my clients. Like, I it's not that, you know, like, there's anything wrong with that. It's just that that's not the thing for me. Like, I don't want to spend all of my time selling. And like, yes, as you're saying, you know, it's about the intention, it's about a deeper knowing, and it's about like, I'm living the life that I want, working with people that are awesome, that I want to work with them, that they want to work with me.
Exactly.
And that they are wanting to invest in themselves through investing in my work. And with that, yes, of course, there's always things to improve and to be able to communicate better. Like what you're saying, it took me quite a long time, and it's still always ever evolving, to understand, you know, my message to people. Mm-hmm. Because after a few years of work, I realized most people have no idea what I do. Like, nobody can explain what Brian does. And then I realized, oh, I don't know how to explain what I do.
Yeah.
And therefore, of course, you know, like, and as you were mentioning with that person before, like, everyone that experienced working with me, they love it and they like refer me and everything. But for people to find me online, the message was not coming across. And it's like, okay, like, figuring out, tightening that, trying to understand what's missing there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my experience as well, that it can be very difficult to really put your finger on what it is that you're doing. And I remember clearly when I started my business, a friend of mine and I, we had a conversation and she said to me, you know, Christine, I wish we would just be selling potatoes. It would be so easy, you know? And from that, I integrate that now when I talk about content. So it's really about, if you were to write content, or I was to write content about vegetables, right? Write content about vegetables in general. You'd be sitting, and many of my clients started out that way, in front of an empty Word document. There's so much to be said about vegetables, right? I could talk about root vegetables one day and glass houses another day and soil and temperature, and there's just so much. But when you talk about potatoes, write me 10 pieces of content about potatoes. All of a sudden, it's like, wow, I can actually talk about something here because I see the potato in front of me. And so that really is like selling coaching or healing or spiritual development without specifics around the offer. Like, what is the offer that makes you stand out and the destination where your client is getting to? And that is not always something like lose 10 kilos in 30 days, right? We don't sell that kind of destination. We don't sell guarantees. But very often when we sell these intangible things, sometimes it lies in something that we don't want. What do we have enough of? What are we no longer tolerating, right? Mm-hmm. Burnout, draining ourselves out, exchanging time for money. Or it lies in a certain methodology that we're using to save resources, like save money or energy or time, with time obviously being the highest value resource. So people can then charge more for intellectual property, for example. If you build your own strategy as a life coach, you will be able to charge more than someone who sells life coaching, right? It's selling the potato versus selling vegetables. And that is where I find knowing your potato, knowing your destination for your client makes content easy. And it lights me up every single day when people come to me and say, oh my God, it's so easy to create content. Like this is exciting, actually. It's fun. And it really is a desire in my heart that people find it fun to show up on social media. There are all the bad things about social media and all the reasons why we want to avoid it. But when we run a business and we want to be present online, we want people to find us, it is our job to show up. And I believe that can happen with fun and enjoyment. Like it doesn't have to be draining. And so that is what I'm focusing on in The Activated Woman, of people feeling energized while we're doing the thing and allowing ourselves, exactly as you said before, to enjoy what we're doing. I was part of a really expensive mastermind 2 years ago where we were told cold DM, and we were just, oh my God, forever learning how to cold DM a person and sales call structures. And it took so much energy out of me that I know it would take me like hours in the morning, you know, journal in the morning and do your mindset and then get the work done. And it is like what I call the mindless marketing. And out of conscious entrepreneurs, it takes so much out of us to move against resistance. And one of my biggest messages is really to show people that, reconnect them to their limitless self, and realizing that the thing that is really hard and feels yucky and horrible, it's not the thing they're meant to be doing. It's okay to go live on your Facebook and tell people about a client you want to celebrate because of the changes that they've experienced, and for your audience then to come to you and self-identify as your ideal client. And when we try and convince people and book more calls and chase people, we very often feel that we have to convince people. And that can play with our confidence, and that can play with really affect the way we're grounded in our work. And I've seen for many people, including myself, that they end up doubting their business and whether they're meant to be running a business. Am I really cut out to be a business owner? Mm-hmm. And my answer is always yes. You just need to follow what energizes you while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest message.
Beautiful. I love that, because I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all different. Like, we all resonate with different ways of doing things. Different people resonate with us. It's why I also don't believe in competition. It's why, you know, a lot of times I remember I had a business mentor that I knew that wasn't the right business mentor for me, but I wanted to, you know, to see what's this other perspective that it's coming from a more like financial, like corporate background. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to work with this mentor for a while and try to understand. And she kept on telling me, Brian, like, all of these people, you're sending them to your competitors. And I'm like, yes, because those are the right people for them. And she said, but you're losing business. I'm like, I'm not losing business. They are not my clients. Yeah. And I think that for me, it's the same with the podcast. It's like, there's a lot of times, you know, like a lot of people that would potentially be able to work with me, and I'm promoting other coaches or other people that can work with them and help them. I'm like, of course I will do that. If there's amazing people doing amazing stuff differently than me, some other people are going to resonate with them, not with me. And why would I want to prevent them from going to that? If that for me as well, as part of, you know, like this perhaps is not so much from a business perspective, but it really energizes me and it lights me up to be able to share with people, go work with Christine, go work with this other person. You know, like,
yeah,
it's, if it's me, great, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. We're here for something greater than the sale, right? And that's where that soul driven business comes in. Like, when I've done something good in the world today, I feel good about myself. When I'm just after the sale, I'm losing energy, actually. And many of my clients, when I bring them together in groups, like, oh my God, I need to work with you. Oh my God, I need to work with you. I'm like, This is what I want to create. I want to create a culture. And it sounds like that is a very similar thing, or the same thing to what you're doing as well. We're creating a culture here. We're creating a movement. We're creating something greater than ourselves and our business through the message in our business. And that is so rewarding.
So, Christine, for people that are there that I was before, and I'm sure that I still am in some ways, to be able to create that clarity in the messaging. What do we do? What do you do with people in terms of the clarifying that? Is that a clarifying who we want to work with? Is that clarifying the way that we are sharing about it? Is that clarifying what?
Yeah. So the way I work is a lot in conversation. Like I don't have a template. I don't have this is the one question you need to ask yourself a little bit. And I can share a little bit of that. But also it's about what is your work not? Like this is very often the question is very underrated. Like, what are you not here for? What do you not stand for? What bores you? And an easy way is to write content is to simply scroll social media through your lens with the work that you do with your clients, with that lens, excuse me, and look at what annoys you. It's the easiest indication when you look online and you look at, oh my God, how can they say that? No, this is not quite right. No, I disagree with that. And what our ego wants to do is it wants to comment and start discussing things with the people online. What we need to do in that moment is actually write a post about how our work is different. So that is whenever you don't know what to post, scroll social media and take in through your lens of your work, take in what is activating you. I don't like the word triggering because I don't think this is a negative thing. So I use the word activating. What activates you to respond to? What activates your truth? Where do you notice, oh my gosh, but my message is slightly different, or I think the opposite is true, or I stand for something else. Every time you notice that, it's like the society and life is really a mirror for us. Whenever we think, oh, that's not me, this is an invitation to notice, what is me? What is my work? What do I stand for? What do I disagree with that leads me back to the thing that I own? And truly own that, because it's not about you on social media. Your work is the power of your work should stand alone, and your business is infused by your personality and by your personal power, as we call it. But personal power fluctuates, right? Whether you had 8 hours sleep or you had 3 hours sleep affects how you show up online. When you focus on who you are and you focus on, oh my God, I am my business and I need to portray XYZ, it is a lot of energy work and a lot of mindset work versus when you ground yourself in that work and the power of your work, it is much easier to show up every single day. You can't argue with results. You can't argue with someone who was depressed and all of a sudden is loving life. You can't argue with someone who's single and then finds their soulmate. Like, you can't argue with results. So speaking about what is there and the power of your work rather than your personal power, and utilizing everything around you to confirm the power of your work to you through your unique lens. That would be one piece of advice. There is what I'm teaching, and I've got a signature content program where I'm teaching something based on my background in educational science. And my question was always, what makes people move? What makes people move? Like, we all have dreams, but a very small percentage of humans are actually taking action and committing to those dreams, right? And so what I noticed was that we have several levels of motivation, right? I call them the three human drivers that I include in my content. And so first of all, we want to activate people on soul level. Like we want to speak to the thing that they already know deep down. If you're a weight loss coach, for example, you would say you can live in your ideal body and without giving up chocolate, right? That is something we all want to hear. We all want this to be true. And on a deeper level, we know this to be true. And now you as a coach come and say, hey, if you follow this this meal plan and you focus on your proteins and on your blood sugars and everything, you can have a piece of dark chocolate in the evening and there's no problem with that, right? So we are bringing basically the ultimate life that someone wants to live, we're bringing that to people. We're activating them on soul level, right? Like for me, that would be saying you can have content pouring out of you without ever sitting in front of a white Word document ever again, right? And or the masterclass that I'm running shortly in 10 days from now is move your followers into dream clients without growing your visibility. Like no one really wants to grow. We're not in business to grow our audience and increase our visibility. Yet we know it's important, but that's where the activated woman comes in. It's like we're focusing on what we really want. We want the client. We want the sale. So how can I turn the people who are already watching, who are already interested and engaged, how do I make sure they, the right people self-select as dream clients and take action? It is by activating them on a deeper level. And then the second driver that I use is speaking to people's rational mind. As I said earlier, making an investment is very much a rational decision. Your ego is the one who pays, right? Mm. So that's why programs like lose 10 kilos in 30 days or make $10,000 in 30 days sell much more easily, because our rational mind says number out versus number in makes sense, right? And so how we use that with conscious entrepreneurs who don't necessarily work with numbers is by showing people social proof, client testimonials, people who have gone through our work and who've experienced a significant, clear shift in their life. That also speaks to logical mind. So if you don't promise numbers or don't guarantee a result, which I think no one should be doing, focus heavily, heavily, heavily on testimonials for where people clearly explain what is possible through your work, right? Mm. And then the third thing is something that I've actually personally never seen anyone else do, but it's what I call primal motivators, right? Like that's when content creation kind of clicked for me. Like we all have things we crave. We all have things that we want on a deeper level. And when we want to speak to those in an ethical way to help someone who would really benefit from our work, not just random person, right, convince them, but the person who'd really benefit from our work, we want to help them commit to their own transformation. That is what all of my strategy teaches. It's I'm not helping people to convince someone to buy a program. I help your audience to commit to their transformation, right? Mm-hmm. We want to do what is, as we said earlier, we want to do what is creating energy for ourselves rather than what is draining energy. And when we feel we have to run after people and follow up and chase them and convince them and do all the objection handling in the world, for many of us, that feels draining. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is make people excited about what's possible, excited about the transformation. And mm-hmm. We do that by connecting the power of our work to what they want, right? The way you can lose 10 kilos in 30 days, or the way my client lost 5 kilos in 30 days, is by working on their protein intake, for example. And then you sell your meal plans. But the person who really wants to lose 10 kilos or 5 kilos, they're not going to buy your stuff if you just talk about meal plans all day long, because that's not what they want. So we have to translate the power of what we're selling to the outcome that the person wants. So the primal motivator in that is our deepest craving. For example, when I say it's time to have your business support an abundant life for you. Like this, it's time. For people who value time or who subconsciously care a lot about, oh my gosh, I've spent so much time, I'm running out of time, right? The people who already care about that, it will move them on a deeper level. It's the same as when marketers say, let's get your business seen, is a very one that we've all seen. Or it's time to get your voice heard. These marketing techniques work because on a deeper level, on our child self is craving to be heard, is craving to be seen. Not for everyone. For everyone, it's a little bit different, but it speaks to, it taps into and satisfies a basic human need. So when you add that to your content and just mention a sentence like that, it's time for you to stand out. That resonates with people on a very deep level. And then obviously the content creation as well, right? You know where you're leading people. You know your potato. That is everything. That you know your potato. You're not just talking vegetables. You're talking potatoes. And you're telling people why potatoes, not convincing them that potatoes are amazing, but making the connection between the potato and the thing that they want.
Yeah, I love that. For everyone that is listening, go back, rewind, listen to those tips, listen to those advices, because they're really good. And I know this, you know, Christina, for a long time, I wasn't asking for testimonials. And for a long time, I wasn't sharing testimonials, partly because I felt, and I got someone that reframed this for me. I felt like, you know, those weren't my wins. You know, my clients' wins are their wins. And I was like, I supported them in their journey of that transformation, but that was them. And then someone reframed that and it's like, well, like, but our people need to see that to know what's possible working with you. If they don't know you, if they are not recommended by them, which has been for a long time the way that my business was working, it's just word of mouth, which for me has always been wonderful because I don't need to sell, I don't need to do anything, I don't need to, you know, like handle objections or DM. It's like people just come because their friend or whoever told them, like, I work with Brian, you know, and this happened, you need to work with Brian. And I'm like, cool. But strangers, they need to know this stuff.
Yeah, they do. And that's another example of really connecting to the power of your work rather than your personal power. Because from a personal perspective, many of us, we're humble people. We don't want to say, well, I was the person who helped them be happy. But when you look at it from the power of your work, like the power of your work and your business is its own vehicle. It's not who you are. It's got its own mission. And so to support that mission and fulfill your purpose by supporting people to awaken, to see the world differently, to connect to their limitless self, like it is actually your responsibility as a human to bring your work out there. And that distinction was huge for me. That really was when I wasn't keeping my business small anymore, because some days we feel like keeping ourselves small, right? Some days we feel like hiding under a blanket and I don't want to be seen today. But when we connect to the power of our work, it's like, well, I still need to get my work out there because I actually have a mission to fulfill here that is greater than myself. All right, I scroll social media a bit and I just post that thing because someone said something and I disagree with that. And I reframe that in a positive way to lead my people, right? So it's all about supporting ourselves with our energy. We can still show up when we don't feel like being human that day. We all have those days, but we can still grow our mission by focusing on what's best for the mission, not even for the business, not even what makes me the most money, but what gets my mission out into the world.
Beautiful. Christine, as we're starting to get towards the end of this conversation, I would love to ask you, this might be something that you have already shared, or this might be something different. For everyone that is listening to us, especially perhaps for the women, what's your message to them? What would you want them to know?
Hmm. Making money is not a trade, and it's not about deserving. It's not about deserving to get paid for your work. But the reality is that your work is so much more powerful. You're able to serve your clients so much better from a more pure energy when you live on the island of your dreams, drinking virgin pina coladas all day long, versus you living in a damp apartment and telling yourself that this is what conscious work is meant to look like. This is the polarity that I want to give to everyone. It's not about being deserving to make money. It's not about the better my work is, the more money I deserve. It's really about you need to live an amazing life to make your work so much more potent. It's not a reward. It's a necessity. It's a requirement, not a necessity. It is a requirement for you to live and feel not just safe, but to feel abundant. Abundance comes first. And that is so overused, that concept, that I really want to drive this home. You're going to make such a greater impact for your people when you allow yourself to get paid and you allow yourself to have time off and you allow yourself to get to a stage in your business where you crave to put your message out there. Get into that stage where you're in love with your business. I just had my mother over here living with us for over 2 months, and I was scratching my heels. Like, I've taken time off and been on holiday and done all the things, but I, as much as I love her, but I'm just so excited. I get to spend entire days in my business. And that is what I want everyone to notice. Like, spoil yourself so much that you're craving to do the work. That is when you do your most potent work.
Beautiful, powerful. And, you know, as you're saying that, like, I feel like this is something that I often share with a lot of my clients, is money comes as a side effect of all of that. You do that, and then money keeps on flowing as a side effect of all of that. You're not chasing money for money.
Yeah.
Because you're living, as you're saying, in that state of safety, in that state of power, in that state of abundance, that you're living your best life, at least at this moment. You're living your best life, and then you can pour all of that into your business and your support to others. So I love that. And Christine, lastly, you mentioned you have a masterclass coming up. Where can people find it? Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes, cool. I've got a masterclass coming up called Awaken Your Audience. So where we actually speak to the people in a slightly different way, the people who are already listening and watching, and the people who we want to grab by the shoulders and like, why are you not getting it? This work is perfect for you. You need this, right? Those people. Awaken Your Audience. And I don't have a website right now because I've changed my business name to The Activated Woman. It is a 2024 project. And my Facebook profile is probably the best way to connect. So when you go on facebook.com, my username is Activated by Christine. And the same username is my Instagram as well. So you can find me on Instagram under Activated by Christine.
Cool. And so which day is the masterclass?
12th of March, 8:30 in the morning. Yeah,
cool.
But there will be replays for everyone who's listening to this episode after the 12th of March. There are replays, and you can still message me on Facebook and get access to that masterclass for free. It's selling for $97. So this is my gift for everyone listening. You get free access. Just message me and I'll send you the link.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the gift for everyone. So if you're listening to this episode before the 12th of March, join that masterclass. If you're listening to this afterwards, still reach out to Christine, as you said, Activated by Christine. That's where you'll find her. If you resonated at all with what she's been sharing and her work, reach out to her. See if it's a good match for both of you to work together. And yeah, thank you so much, Christine, for taking the time, for sharing your story, for sharing what you're bringing into this world, and for supporting the activation of all of these energies.
Thank you. It's been so much fun talking to you, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to bring what I do into this world and to new people that I've never met before. So thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So for everyone listening, if you resonated with anything as well, leave us a comment anywhere that you're finding. Tell us your stories about this. Perhaps there's something that you're already been through. So it's just whatever you're finding this episode, leave a comment there. I'd love to keep that conversation going. And thank you for being here. Thank you, Christine, once more. And we'll see you all on the next episode. Bye.
What did you like the most about this episode? Take a moment to think about what change you can make in your life today.
Share your conscious action on social media using hashtag conscious action and tagging at conscious action NZ so we can celebrate your impact on the world and create a ripple effect.
One easy action we would love for you to take right now is to share, like, and subscribe to this podcast. This will help us get these messages out into the world and inspire more people to take conscious action in their own lives, contributing to the better world we hope for.